Hollywood has movie trailers for marketing, the record business has music videos, and now the publishing industry is experimenting with multimedia promotion, which may be the next great way to sell books, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Voting parody! Voting parody!
And so begins The Vidlit, that's V-I-D-L-I-T, a short flash animation you can find on the web. It's for a book called Yiddish with Dick and Jane. The Vidlit has illustrations from the book, and sections of the text are read by authors Ellis Wiener, a former National Lampoon editor, and Barbara Davelman, a sitcom writer.
See Jane. Jane is married to Bob. Jane loves Bob very much. Bob is a real mensch.
Mensch, a real person, a mature, admirable, unselfish human being.
That editorial made me so upset, but Timmy got up and went all the way to the bathroom to bring me the Xanax, the little mensch.
The book plays on the idealized Dick and Jane of childhood as neurotic grown-ups faced with adult problems. Yiddish is used to comment on the ironies of modern life. Book sales were moderate, and then
it absolutely exploded once The Vidlit was traveling around town.
Sophie Cottrell is a vice president at Little Brown & Company, which published Yiddish with Dick and Jane. Cottrell says last year The Vidlit was emailed to 80,000 people who subscribed to a Flash animation newsletter. So many were amused by it, they emailed it to friends. It reached some 2 million people, she says, and book sales quadrupled.
Which is very exciting when you're, as a publisher, you're looking for ways to grab people's attention. And it's one thing to make them notice a book and remember a book, but then actually to take the next step and buy it, that's what we're all after.
Sales of Yiddish with Dick and Jane have reached almost 100,000 books, says Cottrell, and it hit the Los Angeles Times bestseller list. She says the cost of a Vidlit is around the same as a medium newspaper ad, about $5,000 to $10,000. The Vidlit was given its name by Liz Duberman, who founded the company that produces them. Duberman is a consultant who has tried to help old media use new media for marketing. She thought publishing was not taking nearly enough advantage of the Internet.
When you walk into a bookstore, you see all these books on the shelves, and they all have different covers, and that's really the only way you can differentiate them. So I thought, well, if we could create something that was a sort of sampling of the books, like a reading, and as long as I had the Internet, I might as well put some pictures and sound effects and music with it.
Jane works in real estate. Today is Sunday. Jane has an open house. She must schlep the open house signs to the car. See Jane schlep. Schlep, Jane, schlep.
The fact that Duberman, someone outside of publishing, came up with the idea of The Vidlit doesn't surprise Charlotte Abbott. Abbott is the book news editor for Publishers Weekly. She says publishing is a pretty conservative industry, and it has been very cautious about new media.
What Vidlit did, I think, sets an important precedent, and I hope it ushers in an age of great experimentation where a lot of people try to figure out what is suited to the format.
There are other companies developing online videos for publishers, says Abbott. Some send out author interviews, others have tried dramatizations, and there is a growing market for videos on educational books. But Abbott says Vidlit's animated tales have been the most successful at selling books. She says they have been compelling enough to bring attention to a particular book in a world where more than 50,000 a year are published. Little Brown has commissioned another Vidlit, and other publishers such as Random House and Warner Books have used them. But Little Brown's Sophie Cottrell doesn't think a Vidlit will work for every book.
The books where it's going to work are where you've got a thread of humor and where you can, there's the ability to turn a portion of the book into an entertaining vignette.
Of course, marketing books with Vidlits is still unusual. If hundreds start dropping into your email box, they may begin to have all the charm of junk mail. Laura Seidel, NPR News.